This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we are always reaching for truth and beauty. Remember, the brands and the people on the show are paying to be here, so we get to ask them those tough questions we know you want answered, because you deserve to be informed so you can make the best choices for yourself. With that said, I'm Amber. Today, my fabulous guest is friend of the show, Jennifer Hanway. She's a holistic nutritionist, board-certified holistic nutritionist. She's been on the show. She is my go-to for everything nutrition, fitness, training. She's made small changes in my life that have made huge lasting differences. And I thought, let's kick off 2024 with some great advice from her. If you do not follow her at jenniferhanway.com, you need to sign up for her newsletter, because her newsletters pop in and I always call you, Jen. And I'm like, we got to do this.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Your most recent one, which I love, is 5 habits you are recommitting to in 2024. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like this time of year, new year. How was your new year, by the way?
My year could not have summed me up any better. We deep cleaned the house. I had a chicken and avocado salad, and I was in bed by 8:45.
Oh, so jealous. I was recovering from COVID, which I got for, like, I think it's the 4th time now. The 3rd confirmed, the 4th, because I know one time I had it. But I didn't even know I had it. I got sick like the week before Christmas, or the week before everybody's going home that holiday, with a little bit of a cold. No problem, right? Told my family. I was like, I've got a cold. Was fine. Was out partying, drinking, having a great time. And on the Tuesday after Christmas, I'm like, I can't smell anything or taste anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, let me whip out these COVID tests, which were all expired. I took 2. And you know, like when you take a test and it's like, wait 15 minutes to see results, within the first 30 seconds, it was like positive.
Like ding, ding, ding.
So me being me, I'm like, this can't, they must be expired. So I went and got new tests and also positive. Yeah,
we had it for the first time just after Thanksgiving. So we had done the whole pandemic super smug about how great our immune systems were. And then my husband comes home from work, I think it was like the Tuesday night, and literally was gray, and comes in the front door and falls on the couch and like literally falls asleep. Mm-hmm. And I woke up the next morning, I go to get my coffee, I get back into bed and I take my drink of coffee and I can't taste anything. And I'm like, here we go. So we both tested positive for the first time in the whole thing. It knocked us onto our butts. It was terrible. But I feel just now, when we're almost a month afterwards, just now I'm beginning to feel better.
I'm still not feeling. And they say if it's this new strain, like anxiety and sleeplessness are 2 of the reported symptoms. And I'm like, great.
As if we need more of that.
Like we need more of that. Right. My husband never got it. Or if he did, he was asymptomatic. He never had it.
Yeah, we didn't have it throughout the whole of the pandemic. And then 3 years on, it gets us.
Oh, I mean, he's had it before, but like this recent time when I got it. Who knows? I was like, yay, I'm so lucky. I went out and bought a lottery ticket, but here we are. So guess what? I didn't win. Okay, so back to 2024.
Yes. Yay.
Starting off strong. Listen, immunity. Yay.
Yeah.
You know, I think people always just do need a little reminder of like, what are the things that you're recommitting to? I personally hate the idea of like, I'm making a resolution, because I feel like I fail them within like the first minute.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you are finding that you are personally recommitting to?
So I think we're all seeing this trend on Instagram right now, where it's like, and TikTok, of like 2023 ins and outs and these huge long lists. And I'm like, my goodness, why are we not sticking to the things that work? Why are we still in this habit of, okay, I love a New Year's resolution. I love a Monday. I love a new year. The fact that New Year's Day was on Monday was, I'm all about that. But we can't keep putting these new things in and expect that, like, the things that have been around for a while work because they work. And it's the same in skincare. Things come in and things go, but we know that our vitamin C works, we know that our SPF works. Like, we do the basics well. And I think that's what gets lost in the noise. And I was having a conversation with my husband last night about fads, and I was just like, I really don't think there's going to be anything else groundbreaking, otherwise we would have known about it by now.
Right.
Why can't we just do, It's not sexy. It's not Instagrammable. It's boring, but the basics work and they've been around for a long time. So that's kind of my message for 2024 is that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Love that you said that. Stop looking for problems too, where there's no problems to have.
Stop looking for quick fixes. Have we not got to the point in anything? Skincare, nutrition, fitness, where we know there's no such thing as a quick fix.
Right. There's not.
There's not.
So starting off our list, what's one of the things that you feel like are tried and true?
You actually inspire me on this one. So I actually was hosting a website. Yeah, this is you. I featured you in my workshop last night. So strength training, lifting weights. I've been talking about this for probably the last 12 years of being in the industry. I've been in the industry for about 19 years now. The last 12 years, we've been talking about strength training for women. And finally, it's getting its moment in the sun. We've touched on it in 2023. I think we're going to be getting more of it for 2024. And I remember you reaching out to me. I think you posted a really cute Instagram post of being like, I've stopped doing so much cardio. I've picked up some weight and my body has changed and I feel so much better. And I actually had your super cute Instagram post as part of my workshop last night to say, there's nothing wrong with cardio. You get a great sweat. It feels good. Great tunes, all of the things. But if you want that lasting physiological change in your body, if you want to actually boost your metabolism in the long term, plus all of those other benefits of strength and bone density and avoiding cardiovascular disease, longevity, lowering inflammation, strength training is the one thing that you've got to do. So I know that I need to get back to it. So even this morning, I was super tired. We have some weights at home. I had no reason not to do it. I went, I got it done, and I feel so much better afterwards.
I love that you're saying that. So I'm a huge proponent of Peloton's strength. I gave up gyms, yes, obviously, and I bought a Peloton bike, which is now sitting and it's going to go on the for sale because we just never use it. Part of that is because I learned from you, too much cardio can actually be detrimental to your collagen. But I love strength training. That said, with all of the partying and going and traveling in December, and then I got sick, I don't think I lifted weights once during the month. I started up again with a Total Strength 2. It is a program on Peloton. What I love about this is it keeps you accountable. So every week it unlocks your week of, and you have to do the warm up in order to get to the workout. You have to do the stretch in order to get to the next thing. I've done this program now 3 complete times. And let me tell you, I started on not Monday. I started on Tuesday. Yeah. It was so hard where I used to be able to push 15 pounds over my head. I was doing 10 in just a month. I lost a significant amount of that strength, but I know that in 6 weeks from now, I'm going to be like, woo, woo, woo.
Yep. Yeah.
So if you need the accountability, I'm just saying like, I don't get anything from Peloton. I pay for their subscription, but I do love it. And I do love their programs because their programs keep you accountable.
And Peloton is one of the apps that I recommend to people as well. And I say, make sure you're doing total body or lower body.
Yeah.
Abs and arms is not going to get you the benefits that you need. It's not bang for your buck. You need big muscle groups. So lower body or full strength, 3 to 4 times a week. The Peloton apps are great because they keep you accountable and they do it with you. And it feels, you know, it's hard. It's hard doing it at home. But yeah, number one, as I say, you inspired me in my workshop last night. Number one, get your strength training in, especially if you're a woman, especially if you're a woman over 40 as well.
Yeah. Get off that bike.
Get off the bike.
If you love the bike, that's great. But I'm telling you, weights will change your body.
And one of the craziest things I saw about the, you know, Peloton blew up during the pandemic. People are sat at their desk for 12 hours a day, and then they're going to go and sit on a bike.
Yeah.
And it's like you're at your desk like this for 12 hours, and then you sit on a bike like this for 12 hours. And a lot of people, you know, people, if you love it, do it. But prioritize your strength training first.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I believe in it. And let me tell you, I was so sore when I had to go back for my day 2. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this. But you know what? The classes themselves are like 30 minutes, 20 of which it's very doable. They really have set it up whereby, like, you are building upon each week. And at the end of 6 weeks, I'm telling you, you're going to feel like, really 3 weeks in, you're going to feel like a new person. But by the end of six, you're going to feel like a power man or woman.
And I honestly think 2 weeks, you start to see results.
Yeah.
I really do think it can be as quick as that. So yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. And don't get frustrated. That was really what I was getting at. Like, day one, I woke up and the next day I was like, I'm sore. I can't. And it was like lifting, like very lightweight, but just stick with it. It little changes make a big difference. Okay. So strength training, recommitting. What else are you committing to?
I am trying to add more greens to my diet. Now, this sounds crazy. I'm a nutritionist. But again, what are those basic things that work really well is eating more greens. There is not a, well, let's say the carnivore diet, but most diet, you know, we have so many diet types on Instagram these days. What are really the main things that we need to be doing? Eating more vegetables, cutting out the processed crap and eating more vegetables. So, and a really simple way of doing that is eating more leafy greens. So throwing spinach in your smoothie. I have what I call a big ugly salad for lunch. So it's definitely not Instagrammable, but it's veggies and leafy greens. And I love things like arugula because they're great for your liver. Broccoli sprouts because they're wonderful for estrogen detoxification, beets, cucumbers, avocados. I use my big ugly salad at lunchtime as a vehicle for as many different plants as possible. Smart. And then for dinner, you know, even if you're having something like pasta sauce and ground turkey, add some chocolate with leafy greens into your pasta sauce. 2 to 3 servings a day. They're wonderful for detoxification, for gut health, for skin health, for minerals, for vitamins, all of those things. So adding more leafy greens. Again, it's not groundbreaking, but it's the basics that work.
Are there any what do you think about these like greens powders on the market? Like, enough said. We don't even need to waste our time. Get them fresh when you can. But trying to get the greens in. Yeah.
Use the greens powders as an insurance policy. I don't love them because they don't have the fiber in them. And we all need more fiber. So use it as an insurance policy. Use it if you're traveling. Use it if you've been sick. But we shouldn't use it instead of add it to your vegetables and I'm all for it.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Committing to strength. Adding more greens. Y'all have heard these before, but you need to hear them again.
You've heard them before.
I know this next one on your list. I hate this one.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm really sorry. I know. And it's probably my, so now I've been alcohol free for over a year now. We can have that conversation another time. It's challenging. I was saying to you, having a conversation with my best friend yesterday about, I've been alcohol free for so many days. And there's been one day in the last 15 months where I haven't had caffeine. And that was the day I was having a surgery. So I get it. I'm there with you. Now, I'm not saying to completely cut out caffeine, but to minimize caffeine can be really beneficial. Yeah. And I had a real wake up call with that same friend. And I'd had coffee that morning. We'd been out and had coffee and I'd had an espresso. And I got an email and her and I were sat at lunch and I got an email and I literally had a panic attack about this email. And it was nothing. It was nothing. It was hot. I was sweating. And she was like, and I've known her since we were 12. She was like, you need to cut down on the caffeine. And sometimes you just need someone else to tell you that. So I did. So I don't drink espresso anymore. I have half caffeinated coffee at home. If I need something else in the morning, I'll have a matcha. So I'm still having caffeine. I'm still having coffee. I haven't gone cold turkey. But the difference it has made in my anxiety is huge. You know, not to mention skin and adrenals and dehydration and liver and all of those things. But, you know, I struggle with anxiety as a lot of us do. That was the one thing that I needed to do. So let's say limiting caffeine or finding lower caffeine alternatives.
I love that idea. And I love that you just said, you know, you can also step it down. Try a half calf instead of doing the full calf in the morning. Maybe try a matcha. That's great. You know, ways to actually.
I love my morning coffee. We've talked about this. I love my morning coffee. It's a ritual. I absolutely love it. So now I just have half calf and I don't miss it at all.
Right.
So it can be, if I can do it and I was having 3 strong coffees a day, anyone can do it.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes with you, I'm like, but okay. That's one that I'm like, a maybe. That one I'm like, okay, maybe not with that one for me personally, but
just try a half calf.
listen, certainly, like, I don't know. It's like the sleeplessness and like the anxiety is at like all-time highs these days. So yeah, we don't want to hear it, but it's like,
It
look at
was
the cause.
cutting down caffeine and giving up true crime podcasts.
Oh yeah. That's not one of your official things, but giving up true
That's
crime.
not one of my official things.
I don't understand how anybody listens to them. I listen to them now when my husband and I do long trips, and I'm like, and he listens to them at night in bed, and I'm like, babe,
Oh
I'm
my God,
scared for
not before
you.
bed.
They're horrific.
I love a true crime podcast, but I'm like, why am I so anxious all the time? Yeah, sometimes we
Also,
don't want to give
they're
up
like
the things we want
unsolved.
to.
So, like, sometimes most of them I find like, I like it when there's like, and we found her, or we found her killer. I don't know.
Oh no,
Otherwise, I'm just.
cults and medical malpractice were my certain flavor of true crime.
Oh,
I need
God.
to listen to that.
Nobody
No,
listens. No, because
no,
then
no
you're just
one
like,
needs to
no.
listen to that.
I thought your fourth tip, though, is actually really good, and has personally really helped me, which is, yeah.
Number four. Remind me which number four was.
About your meal planning.
Again, the thing that we don't want to do, but we really should do. And I think for a lot of us, breakfast, we're great at breakfast. Dinner, we're great at dinner. Lunch is the meal for me that just gets forgotten about. And then at 2 p.m., I'm starving and I'm just literally my head in the fridge eating everything that I can. I'm just never feeling like I'm satiated. So I found as things get busy, obviously January is a super busy month for me. So I'm prepping my breakfast in advance. I'm making sure I've got things in the fridge for lunch. So things like clean deli meat, a canned fish in the pantry, just really easy grab and go things. And then just thinking a little bit in advance about dinner. But again, it's these things that we really don't want to do that are going to make the difference between getting to the end of a really busy day, being exhausted and having really healthy food in the fridge, to getting to the end of the busy day, being exhausted and ordering a pizza from DoorDash.
I feel like, so I don't like to cook. I cook a lot now because my husband works a later schedule. So for me personally, I have the same thing for breakfast and lunch every day. I'm sure as a nutritionist, you're like, that's not ideal, but we definitely switch it up with dinner. Overnight oats for me every single day without getting TMI. It like keeps everything going. I know that it's healthy. I know my cholesterol, and I've got high cholesterol in my family, is like amazing. And you gave me a great tip. So I was doing overnight oats with oat milk, or sometimes I will use soy milk, which I know isn't ideal, but I added into that pure organic cinnamon, which you get at Whole Foods for like $3. It's just our cinnamon, but you taught me that because the cinnamon helps lower some of that
Blood sugar.
carbohydrate blood sugar
So I'd
spike.
still like you to have some protein with your oatmeal.
Oh, sorry. And
Oh.
oh, I can't believe this. Again, why do I listen to Jen? Because I bought
you
now I
do.
do want to, so I know that you love this. This is from a Quip. I keep it real here. I'm like partly with, I've got some bones to pick with this one. It has
Expensive.
the vanilla. No, it's not that it's expensive. I feel like in my overnight oats, which I just mix, and I've put this online before, I don't think it mixes that well. So I find that I'm using this, but I'm using like a quarter of a scoop, like a full scoop, which was just like a big chunk in there. So,
Pop it in a blender first. So get your whatever milk that you're using, blend it into the milk, pour that onto your overnight oats.
you forget who you're talking to. Not gonna happen.
You can manage
I
that.
did pick
You
this one
can
up.
manage
This was
that.
actually in one of the new beauty block boxes, this collagen from
But there's
VitaGlow.
collagen here
Oh
with
yeah.
like the Hermes box. Like, isn't
I
the
know.
box cool? I love the box.
And that's the other thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to go straight to hell for saying this. I know this packaging, good for the environment. I hate it. I hate having to stick my hand in. I get dust everywhere. I know it's great for the environment. Those are grass-fed beef products. Like I get it.
You get
For
it.
me, I was like, oh, I bought this in the unflavored. And one morning, like every morning, I'm just like, open one up, shake it right in. It dissolves beautifully. This is the mango one. I'm not a huge fan of mango, but it's not terrible.
So you'll find that a lot of, sidebar, marine collagens are mango flavored, because marine collagen, obviously coming from fish, does have a slightly fish taste about it. So it seems to be, yes. So it seems that a lot of the marine collagens use mango as a flavor, because I think it must hide.
Shoot, can
there
I
you
tell
know.
You something? So I bought, and these are expensive, I bought the unflavored one, but I'm still working my way through this bag, so I haven't tried it yet, but I might come back and be like, oh my God, now this makes everything taste like fish. I hope it doesn't. I hope it
So
doesn't.
I'm gonna give you a little tip. Collagen and protein are two different things.
Yeah.
So if you're just putting, like, I love collagen. Literally just wrote a huge article about collagen for a big magazine. Love collagen, but it's not a complete protein.
Got it. So stick with this.
So that is the complete protein. In an ideal world, you do that and this.
And that. Oh, double them up.
Because they're two
Well,
different things.
I've got my mission for Monday, because I do this. Anyway, I put them all out. I do them all for the week. And then Monday through Friday, it's good.
Yeah. And then you don't have to think about it. I don't know about you. I'm a morning person, so my mornings are like my most productive time. Yeah, I do the same with my smoothies. I get all of my smoothies, like little, all of the powders ready. And then every night, I throw it all into a NutriBullet cup. So
It's ready to
protein,
rock.
collagen, flaxseed, greens, avocado, almond milk. It's ready to go the next morning. And I do it for me and my husband as well.
Oh my God, I want to come move in with you
Come and
people.
live with me.
Okay. So I thought that this last one was really nice and sweet.
Yeah. Community. So easy. So easy being in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
Why
so
do you
easy
feel
being
like
in here.
why do you feel like it's important to remind people though of this?
Because we now live in a society where it is so easy to be insular, and we think that we are connected via the internet, via social media, and we're absolutely not. And we forget that feeling of being around people and sharing experiences and having a belly laugh. And we know from COVID, there is so much clinical evidence of how bad loneliness is for your health.
Yeah.
But we can all, we are connected technologically, but we're not connected on a soul level. And you know me, I don't get that woo-woo. But I'm an extroverted introvert. So put me in front of a room of 5,000 people, put a TV camera on me, I'm absolutely fine. Put me in a situation where I'm at a new fitness class or a dinner party. Absolutely. I think
Oh,
that I hate
really?
it. I dread, oh
Oh.
yeah, I'm awful. I get so nervous. I will cancel things. I get myself worked up, so I'd rather not go. Now, when I go, I love it, and I think, why shouldn't I do this all of the time?
Yeah.
And I think the other thing about being in a group is that accountability. And I know for sure, if I'm in a group fitness class, I will push myself 10 times harder than if I was doing it on my own at home.
Good point. You know, on that idea of community too, I read somewhere that there is a certain part of your brain that can only be stimulated by doing new things. I signed up for ballroom dancing. It is, to me, like getting to class, I love it when I'm there. Getting to class, I always get nervous because I'm like, oh, I don't remember the steps and I don't do this. And what keeps me going is, one, it's such a great community that I'm in. And I always leave feeling great. I always can psych myself up like, oh, I haven't been practicing. I haven't done. No, go out, find a group. And I would also add to this, challenge you to do something new, because like I said, there are studies that show that there are parts of your brain that can only be activated when you are doing something unfamiliar, something new, and pushing yourself. So.
Can I blow your mind? I don't know whether you know this. Before I got into fitness and nutrition, I was a professional ballroom dancer.
No.
Yes. No, I did. I did it all. I started when I was about 4, and I went through until I was about 16, and then I stopped to do my schooling, and then I went back again. And I actually got into the fitness industry because as a jobbing dancer, you don't make a lot of money. And that's how I got into the fitness industry. So one of my non-work, non-nutrition claims to fame is that I actually taught Zac Efron how to do the foxtrot.
Oh my mind is blown.
This is a whole other podcast.
This is, my mind is blown. Well, I'm never going to show you my foxtrot and that's the thing. There's so many of them and they're like,
there's so many of
we
them.
want to teach them all at once. I'm like, can't we just focus on one? I like the tango. I mean, I love the tango. Cha-cha, salsa, like it's just, there's so many.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm getting nervous. I actually had to bail yesterday in class because it was like, I'm recovering from COVID. But next week I will be there.
Oh my goodness.
Ready to rock.
Yes. And we'll have to see it. We'll have to see it on the podcast at one point.
And a special shout out to my Arthur Murray dance team because they are amazing. Okay.
And you're learning something new and you're being in community and it's exercise as well.
Oh yeah, it is.
Like it's really, it's no joke.
It is. And like I said, even just, you know, getting out of the house, it's given me something and it's just something that's my own.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much. You are always so amazing and like just such a breath of fresh air. I love that I just learned this about you. We're going to need to do some video exchange here. You know, listen, we know this. It is new year, new you. And, you know, you've got so many amazing programs. Right now, I know, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you, what programs, if people are interested in reaching out to you.
Yeah. So I love a January, and anyone who is down on, you know, yes, we can get bogged down with New Year's resolutions, but there is a space to love yourself as you are and to want to be better. And I think wanting to improve ourselves, to grow, that's part of self-love. So the two main ways to work with me at the moment, I have an 8-loss metabolic reset plan that's called Lean and Clean. And that has your meal plans and your workouts. And we also have community and there's a podcast. And that has just been going for the last, we've been running that for 8 years and had some incredible results. So that's one way of working with me. And then if you want a really, really deep dive, if you want lab work looked at, if you want personalized nutrition plans, and you can come and work with me one-to-one. And the best place to find me, as you say, is jenniferhanway.com or at jenniferhanway on Instagram.
Yes, and don't forget, sign up for that newsletter. That is, I mean, you're posting a couple times a week, right? I get a newsletter,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, you get, we do a recipe and we do a Friday Five.
Yes, and I love it. I mean, this is when I'm like, I call you and I'm like, wait, we've got to do a story on this. This is so good. I want to thank you so much. I mean, here's to a fabulous 2024. I loved kicking off 2023 with you. You know, you'll be hearing, and of course you at home, if you've got questions that you want me to bring Jennifer on, because I know how much you love her, just let me know. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday, hopefully feeling a little bit better. Remember, commit to the things you can. What's tried and true works.